What's the one common thing that will determine how much money you make? If you have mind-blowing sex or none at all? If you're healthy, full of energy, or have to drag yourself out of bed in the morning? What's up, everyone? This is Satoru Mateo, and in this new episode of Half-Assed to Badass, I'm going to share with you the one secret to getting what you want. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of the elite. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast. Do I have your attention? Listen, if you ever want to make a difference, ever want to share your message with the world, or want to have a deep impact on your family, your friends, maybe your clients, today's episode is about the one core area of mastery that will help you win and succeed massively. You see, failure to master this equals a life of struggle, of overwhelm, of stress, of complexity, of difficult challenges and hardship. This is the one skill set you need to change people's lives and have a deep impact in the world. Your world, other people's worlds, anybody's world. Dramatic enough? What I'm talking about is your ability to own your influence. Your ability to influence the thoughts and feelings of yourself and others is the key ingredient to be able to do anything that matters. You see, if you want to move your products and services, like produce more revenue, lead an organization, getting your team to set and achieve targets, helping your kids succeed in life, getting that special someone to say, I do, if that's your desire, right? So let's look at what it is first. I look at influence as your ability to move, to impact, to have an effect on the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors of yourself and others. It's your ability to have an effect on the character, on the development, on the growth and improvement of someone or something. You actually have a way of impacting that. So can you see how your ability to shape the thinking, feelings, and behaviors of the world around you, and of course within you, is the key to having incredible relationships, make all the money you want, be extremely productive, elevate your performance, and have vibrant health and energy? Can you? See, that's what influencers and leaders do. So let's take a quick look at what it is not. It's not about twisting someone's arm to get them to do what you want them to do. It's not about being a victim and getting upset or disappointed or having a fit or becoming a martyr when people choose something different than you wanted. You see, that's just a natural understanding of the law of choice. The law of choice clearly states that everybody, every human being, has the right to choose what they do or don't do, what they say or don't say. Not only do they have the right, but we always do make that choice. Are you with me? See, what's great about this is that there are no victims. People always have a choice. And here's a secret to remember. People will always do or avoid doing things in direct relationship to how they connect and perceive benefits versus drawbacks, rewards versus punishment, pain versus pleasure. In other words, people will make choices according to what they see is going to be more beneficial than not. What they perceive will create more pleasure than pain. Are you following? Therefore, your ability to communicate into a person's values and associations, in other words, what they perceive will create pain or pleasure, benefits versus drawbacks, will determine how effective you are in creating a win-win experience. This is why you want to become an influencer, not a dictator. You're an influencer, not a controlling, manipulative person. This is making sense. Years ago, Tony Robbins hired me to help increase their revenue. And if you don't know who he is, he's a personal coach, author, and business strategist that has influenced millions of people around the world. And one of the things they wanted was to grow their business. And because Tony's live events are very dynamic and it's an environment where people get immersed in the content, they wanted to increase the attendance of their seminars so they could have bigger impact. And one of the main strategies they used was to go out to companies and deliver a workshop that, you know, of course, added value. And at the end of the workshop, offer the people an opportunity to come to Tony Robbins' 3-day Unleash the Power Within event. But it wasn't easy for them to find the right people to go out and represent the brand and teach the workshops, because some people that they recruited loved to teach, but they sucked at selling, right? They couldn't sell the tickets. So that didn't work. And others were hardcore salespeople that came across as pushy and very salesy. And they didn't have the finesse and they sucked at teaching, okay? It was frustrating to have a great message but not get it out in the right way. So they had to do something different because, you know, it had to be congruent. They had to match the message. And what they realized was that they wanted to find someone that had the blend of both. Someone that could teach and someone that could sell, right? They could have both qualities in the same person. So they put it out there, right? And the plan was to get a small team of elite presenters who could represent Tony's message. And if they had a great presentation, it would all work out, right? Well, it wasn't that easy. They had thousands of people applying. The number that I heard was like 5,000 people. It was like an audition that they had to do, to go through, and they had to memorize a script and record themselves on video to deliver this workshop. If they passed, they would fly to San Diego and do it live in front of a team that would evaluate each speaker. But it was hard to find the right combination. And the truth is, so many of them choked, right? They got nervous. Some of them were so bad. They had to go through a lot of people to get to the best. I was one of the 10 who got the gig. Here's what's so interesting. The secret was influence. And the secret to influence is deep caring combined with skill. So my deep level of caring for people was the understanding of how to move them, how to influence their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and being present is what built my business and my relationships. When I went to a company and did a workshop, I was willing to stand up for someone's dream even when they didn't see it themselves. I was committed to their greatness when they couldn't see it. And then, funny enough, you know, I recently received a message from a woman on Facebook from a video that I created about my personal story. This is more than 10 years later. And this is one of the women that attended one of the Tony Robbins events. And she said to me, she wrote, "I remember the grounded and authentic power you held. I didn't just remember you, I remembered your name and even how to spell it." She said, "Please take to heart the magnitude of the ripple you've created as you've overcome and given back." Think about it. Who has impacted your life because they cared and influenced you in some way? Here's what I want you to understand. If you want to be great at influencing and moving people, you must own the ability to move and influence you first. You see, if you think something is a problem, right? If you think something is difficult or that it won't work, what are the chances you'll be able to get me to think differently? You won't, right? That's why you want to know how to move and influence the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors of yourself first. Is it making sense? This way, you will have a deeper understanding and caring for what goes on in other people. Now, here's a big problem. So many of us are afraid of influencing people. We're afraid of taking ownership of our knowledge, of our expertise, our values, or even expressing our desires, right? We've been taught that many times that it's wrong. Therefore, we're afraid we'll disappoint people, that they'll disagree or get mad at us. So we become hesitant, passive, and question ourselves. I have a client, he's an Olympic gold medalist, an American record holder, and one of the fastest men ever recorded in human history. I mean, this dude is fast. And we're looking at different options for how to build his career after the career, so to speak. Are you following me, right? So, I mean, if you want to increase your speed, this is the dude to learn from, right? But when it comes down to seeing his own value and understanding what people would happily pay him to learn from him, he has no idea. He gets uncertain, which is normal. That is very common, right? Because he has never done this before, which is why he has me to help him see not only his value and how to package, price, and deliver his service, but also for him to see the impact he will have in other people's lives, right? By sharing his gift, right? His knowledge, his experience as a champion. Is this making sense, right? Not owning your influence and being afraid of what others are going to think about you carries with it big consequences. It takes away your power. The big problem, it's not taking a stand for your clients, not taking a stand for your kids, your family, your friends, your community, truly caring for the people who can benefit from your product, your service, or your wisdom. Are you getting this, right? You see, a lot of times we're more concerned with other people's opinions about us than we are about the actual results or the outcome that we can produce and contribute to other people. So therefore, we become self-centered, we become selfish, rather than being caring-centered or what I call client-centered. What is really? It's fear-centered, which makes us go into survival mode. And in this place, we don't do anything but think about ourselves. We don't like to admit it, it's not very sexy, but it's the truth. I see this with clients all the time. High achievers, highly successful individuals, and when I help them see the truth, that's when all the magic happens and their success goes to a whole other level. This is when we go from $1 million to $10 million, 10 to 100, or get them to finally venture out on their own, turn their marriage around, or take someone from not being suicidal depressed anymore. Are you following me? Now, why does this matter? This matters because if you want to be a dominating force in your field, if you want to be a dominating force in this world as a leader, how important do you think it is to become a pro at this thing called influence, to truly master this? Very, right? Influence is the key to a better life, period. It'll make you more money, make you a better lover, increase your energy. It will make you form great habits and break bad habits. Anyone's thoughts, feelings, decisions, or behaviors you want to impact, in other words, whatever habits, thinking habits, emotional habits, and behavioral habits you want to change or improve, requires you to be an unshakable master of influence. That does sound difficult? Like a challenge you're not sure if you can do? Listen, the good news, you're already doing it. You've already been doing it all of your life. The question isn't, can I influence myself and others? The question is, how can you be more deliberate, more intentional, and efficient at it? Are you influencing yourself to get closer or further away from what you want? I remember when my wife was pregnant with our first boy, Milo, we were staying in the city of Stockholm, right around the corner from a 7-Eleven, and in some miraculous way, every night, I would put my shoes on, get in the elevator, and run around the corner to buy vanilla ice cream and bananas, right? Because she wanted a banana split. Before I knew it, I had gained 20 pounds. Now, it didn't end there. After Milo was born, the banana splits continued, right? They were following me. Talk about influence. Anyway, it was bad influence, right? In the wrong direction. Now, seriously, there's no impact in the world without influence. You won't be able to build a successful business if you don't know how to influence yourself to take consistent, strategic action. Think about it. The right influence will control the digits on your bank account, while ineffective influence will have people in your life and in your business be missing out on your knowledge, be missing out on your wisdom, and be missing out on your expertise. Are you getting this? Are you following what I'm saying here? This is very important. So the question is, how do we achieve it? How do we actually achieve unshakable influence? And more important, how do we own our influence? How do you own your influence? How do you get yourself and others to move, to take action, to make important progress on the things you say you want? If you're at all familiar with any of my elite training on how to dominate your life and business without apologies, without minimizing or devaluing yourself, you would see that the focus and training that we do is on owning your dark side, which really means removing guilt and shame from your life and embracing all of you, right? We focus on owning the traits of badasses, right? The best in the world, to make sure you claim the traits that you see in other people you admire inside of you. Because here are two insights worth writing down. Number one, your self-worth equals your net worth. In other words, guilt and shame pulls you down, lowers your worth, and cripples you. You can't be or have the level of success that you want as long as you're imprisoned by guilt and shame. And it's there, I promise. I mean, it's built into your nervous system. It's got to go. Number two, you got to understand that you are a natural-born badass. Right? You have every trait, every quality as every other badass out there, right? You were born that way. It's your nature to win. Every person you know that has accomplished what you want, you have access to those traits and resources as well. But there's a problem. The moment you put someone on a pedestal, in that instant, meaning you put someone above you, what happens to you? You lower your worth. Period. It's as simple as that. In that moment, my friend, you lose all your power to influence yourself and others. And of course, if you want to own your influence, you got to own your time. If you have no control of your time, you can't influence your time and much less own it. You'll have no impact. Some other key areas to own if you want to influence yourself and others is you got to own your expertise, right? You can't be half-assing things if you want to be highly paid and thought of as the go-to expert in your field. You got to deliberately get better. What else? You got to own your positioning in the world. Without this, it'd be very, very hard to influence other people. So it's very critical. Now, with that said, you want to be a badass influencer? You have to go first. Whatever you want someone to feel, however you want someone to think, to behave, you got to step into that feeling, own that behavior, and demonstrate it first. When I was training people to deliver powerful presentations from stage so they can be confident and own it, I had to own the physicality, the psychology of how I wanted them to show up first, right? I moved and spoke with certainty, with playfulness, with flexibility, you know, in my voice, and I had to demonstrate how to connect with the audience. Are you with me? Are you getting this, right? This is important. Same thing when I work with couples to transform their marriage. Here's what I would do. I would start by asking the husband or wife, so tell me, what's going on? And she would say something like, he's always working. He never spends any time with the kids. And the time that he's home, he's just watching the game and none of us get his attention. And when I bring it up, he gets mad and then he shuts down. Now, he would say something like, that's not true. You know, I come home and all I'm asking for is just a few minutes to relax. Is that too much to ask for? You're always just complaining. Nothing I do is ever good enough for you, is it? And you can just imagine where we'd go after this if I didn't stop them, right? Very common, right? Blame, criticism, attacks. I'm sure you've never done this, but maybe you know someone, right? I literally had to train them to influence each other the right way. I would go, stop. You both already know how to do that, right? You're masters at it, right? No question about it. Let's do something different. I want you to repeat after me. And I would turn to one of them, look at your husband, and repeat after me. Honey, when you come home after work, the kids and I have missed you so much. And then I would stop, and I would have a repeat after me. And then I continue, and I say, and I know when you come home, I know you want a break, and I've been judging and criticizing you for that. I've questioned your intentions. And to be honest, I've been a real nag. And that must feel like I don't see everything you do for us as a family, all the hard work you put in to it, and so that we can have the life that we have. I've been more focused on what I'm not getting rather than caring about you. I've been selfish. And I know you work hard for us. I want to become better at showing how much I appreciate you. I just haven't, right? And that is not your fault. It's just been my insecurities. Kind of different way of communicating, right? Then I'll do the same thing with him. And I ask each of them after that, I say, what's true about what you just said? And 99.9% of them, they all go, that's exactly how it is. It's all true. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because I have to go first. I demonstrate to them what it could sound like when you're telling the truth, when you're not blaming or attacking, when you own your shit, right? I show them, I influence them, what it sounds like to have a loving and caring marriage. You see, because this is how we grew up. Isn't that true? This is how we operated from the time we were born. We modeled the sounds, the physicality, and the behaviors of the people around us. We especially model the people who we believe will give us love and appreciation, or at least not take it away from us, all right? We model people. So if you don't go first, it's not going to happen. Therefore, you want to look at your level of conviction, your level of certainty when you're talking to people. Right? Does your sounds and body movements, in other words, your posture, your gestures, your breathing, your facial expressions, does it communicate certainty and conviction? Or do you communicate uncertainty and hesitancy? Right? Your level of conviction determines your influence. Always remember, the person with the most conviction, with the most certainty, always influences the other person. It's just the way it is. You're either influenced or you're influenced. There's no in between. Remember, this is part one of three in this influence trilogy. Here's what I'll share with you in part two of this trilogy. How to identify and hit your business and life targets without resistance, without sabotage, and how to influence your team to be on board. I'll also show you what never to do when you want to influence someone and how to make that work. I'll also show you why everything you learn about influence is dead wrong and what you can do instead. And if you're questioning or feeling not happy about the direction of your life, it's most likely because you're trying to live someone else's dream. Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode and you know someone who could benefit from it, please share it. And if you believe more people need to join our badass community, maybe even write a review. How about it? I would really appreciate it. Take it easy. Boom! How did you like that? Listen, if you're a leader of a team, you're in sales, you're a manager, or if your results are directly related to your ability to influence, you know the importance of getting your message across and inspire people to take action. But the hardest part is figuring out how to remove friction, how to communicate without creating conflict or resistance, and how to get people to want to do what you ask them without becoming controlling, manipulative, or sleazy in the process, right? This is what I spent a lifetime studying so I can help my clients get the best results. So if you're wondering how to get through to people and influence them more effectively, I created a special opportunity for you to get on call with me, to get on track with the right focus, and more important, how to maximize growth, maximize efficiency, and simplify. Wanna talk? I'm only one person, so this is on a first-come, first-served basis. Spots are extremely limited, so if you're serious and you want me to personally answer your direct questions, you can apply for your spot by going to talktosatori.com. Again, that's talktosatori.com.